Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. That's why Poetry Magazine is proudly called Chicago home for more than 100 years. Poetry publishes contemporary poetry, including talents like Ada Limone, Ocean Vuong, and Avery R. Young. New subscribers to Poetry Magazine also receive an exclusive tote bag. Get yours at poetrymagazine.org/totes4poets.
Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
How did you celebrate the holidays growing up?
It was a traditional Christmas. Snowball fights. There was Santa Claus and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
This is Curious City. I'm Erin Allen. And right now, I'm talking to Monty Beauchamp. He says his Christmases in Moline, Illinois, were pretty standard.
And it was always a jolly, happy celebration.
No mention of the Christmas devil there. I mean, no, you know, how are you celebrating now?
with my mouth open. I still can't believe what's taking place.
You see, Monty here is credited for the popularity in America of the horned, goat-like Christmas demon known as Krampus.
On cold, dark winter nights, you might catch a glimpse of a horned figure stalking through the streets.
Nice children get presents from Santa, and bad children get a visit from Krampus.
He's badass. He's like the Dirty Harry of Christmas.
In our last episode, we looked at a long-running holiday tradition in Chicago, the Goodman Theater putting on a Christmas carol. Today, we're looking at this very different kind of Christmas tradition and its curious Chicago connection. We're going to explain how Monty helped usher Krampus to America, which has led to parades, books, Hollywood horror movies.
It's Christmas. Nothing bad's going to happen on Christmas.
Tons of merch, and even Ocean Spray ads featuring Bryan Cranston as Krampus.
Zero sugar, all the flavor.
You guys work out too.
But no cran for you.
But first, who is Krampus? Or should I say, wer ist Krampus?
He's a European character, and he travels with Europe's version of Santo, which is Saint Nicholas.
Krampus is a big folklore character, mainly in German-speaking regions of Europe. He's the monstrous counterpoint to Saint Nick. But let Monty tell it, Krampus actually gets a worse rap than he deserves.
Saint Nick is like the good cop, and Krampus is the bad cop. But Krampus actually has a heart of gold. He just wants kids to be good. That's the only reason he travels with Santa, you know, and Nick hands out the gifts, and Krampus goes after the bad kids.
On the morning of St. Nicholas Day, the good kids rush downstairs to see what kind of gifts might be in their shoes. The bad kids, on the other hand, get a switch, which means a visit from Krampus.
There's like three levels, you know. There's the kids who don't do so bad, and they may just be reprimanded. The bad kids will get switched.
Hit with a switch.
Hit with a switch. And then those who do real bad are put in his large wooden basket, and he hauls them off and deals with them in his own way. But they all generally turn out to be good.
They end up good in the end.
Yeah, once Krampus shows up, no matter how bad they are, they wind up good.
Krampus dates back centuries, and the details of the legend can vary depending on where you're from. What seems to be universal, though, is that if you've been naughty, you're getting a visit from Krampus.
That's the key legend, but there are many offshoots. No one really knows, You know, they think they know. They'll write this stuff. But, you know, it was St. Nicholas and Krampus that everyone knows about over in Europe.
Got it.
In America, they knew nothing about Krampus.
Well, until?
Until Blab magazine.
Here's where Monty enters the story. In the 80s, Monty was working in advertising here in Chicago, an industry he says had a lot of politics.
So one time I came home griping about some of the bad politics, and my wife at the time said, well, why don't you just draw a comic book to get your mind off this stuff?
The first Blab magazine came out in 1986.
And it was only intended to be a one-shot, but it came out and people just loved it.
Blab became an annual publication. But it wasn't until Blab 11 in the year 2000 that our friend Krampus would make an appearance.
I got a call from someone I had met at a Chicago comic convention. And he collected postcards and he ran across this character he thought I'd be interested in called Krampus. Because he knew I was always looking for features for my magazine. So I took a look at the cards and they were just mind-boggling.
Tell me, what did these cards look like? I mean, any of these images that we have here now or what?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
He's covered in fur. His tongue is 8 times longer than mine. The people think it's the horns of a devil, but it's actually the horns of a goat. This of Krampus pulling a kid's ears.
With the tongue on his forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the scenes, he's chasing them. Some of them, he's spanking them.
There's some chains. I'm seeing chains. Like, is he's...
Yeah, he would jangle as a warning that Krampus was near.
Oh, my God. Stress. So why postcards? Monty says postcards were a popular medium in the 18th and 19th centuries, especially in Deutschland.
Back then, there wasn't radio. There wasn't a computer. There wasn't a phone. Germany was actually the postcard center of the world because they had developed a technique called chromolithography.
This technique produced beautiful, colorful postcards of everything, including Santa and, of course, Krampus. Monty showed off that artwork in Blab magazine and got a lot of positive feedback, enough to put together a book about Krampus called The Devil in Design, The Krampus Postcards. Fans of Krampus started scanning the artwork and blasting it through the internet.
The next thing I know, coffee mugs with my images started appearing on them, T-shirts.
Wow.
And then licensing departments from television shows such as The Supernatural, NCIS, The Colbert Report, Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations. Then everybody saw.
Who is this Krampus guy? Like evil Santa Claus, right?
But the key thing is, in America, we have Santa in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which kids dig. But adults, I mean, what? So Krampus shows up, and it's like, yeah, let's party.
Okay. Krampus really did take off in America.
Oh, there's another Krampus.
Pretty strongly.
You can always hear him coming, all the jangling, all the chains.
There's Krampus parties. You can find a Krampus parade or festival in cities across the country.
Oh, my God.
There's theater productions and video games. And Krampus of the modern day puts your Glusvater's Krampus to shame.
Oh my gosh, Krampus, they're shredding away with electric guitar.
It's giving Freddy Krueger meets Yeti meets just big ass demon with horns.
This is how we celebrate Krampusnacht here in Milwaukee. Makes me proud.
And the Christmas demon remains a big part of Monty's life. I caught him just before he flew out to Santa Monica for his second annual Blab Krampus show. It's running until January 3rd. But despite all the love for Krampus in America, Monty says there are people who might be coming after him with a switch. You've gotten some pushback.
Well, I was doing a show one time and this guy came up to me and he said, how could you publish this stuff? And I thought, whoa, what's going to happen here? But the guy hosting the event stepped in and...
He's offended by the negative or kind of gory take.
He didn't see a character. He saw a devil.
I see. I mean, I don't know. You know, for me, and I think some Americans, you know, might say, maybe the ones who are critical of Krampus as a concept, you know, might say, like, why can't we just be merry on Christmas?
Well, the people who were bored with Christmas are now merry because of Krampus. And the people who were merry because of Santa, they've merged together. And we, United States, now has a much merrier Christmas because of it.
How do you feel being a person who popularized this character in America?
Well, in many ways, I feel honored. And, you know, it's like when people do a pet rock for their friends and somebody says, hey, you should make an actual pet rock and market it. And then everyone in America wants it. That's what happened with Krampus. I just had no idea. But I knew he was a great character. He had great content. You know, we're a country where people like to rebel. You know, they like to march and make their complaints known or what have you. But in many ways, with Krampus, they don't need to do that. They show out in droves. They're packing a six-pack of beer, and they're partying with Krampus. Mm-hmm. And when you're with Krampus, in many ways, you feel protected. No one's going to mess with you when Krampus is around. No one.
No, I don't want to mess with Krampus.
Yeah. Muhammad Ali wouldn't mess with Krampus.
Monty Beauchamp is an award-winning art director, illustrator, and graphic designer. Monty, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been an honor and a pleasure.
This episode of Curious City was produced by me and Justin Bull. Susie Ahn is our editor. And a big Dankeschön to Sun-Times contributor Selena Fragassi, who first reported this story. You can check out her article at suntimes.com. Curious City is a production of WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you have questions about Chicago and the region, send them our way at curiouscity@wbez.org. Or you can visit us at wbez.org/curiouscity. Ich bin Erin Allen. Vielen Dank for listening. And sei artig, be good. You don't want to visit from Krampus. Auf Wiedersehen.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.